Look at this. I got headphones on. I got a mic going. Baby.
Huh? If only people could see you now.
Hey, no video. We've gone through this before.
All right. Welcome to This Commerce Life. This is a podcast aimed at small, medium entrepreneurs focused on commerce. I'm Phil, your host, and Kenny, your co-host, will join us as well. And we're going to talk to you about the world of retail and commerce and how things are changing in the world.
It sounds good. I'm amazed. I've got my camera on without you telling me. I did sound all by myself.
Look at that. New year, new episode.
Crazy shit.
Bam. Just like that, baby. Just like that.
You better believe it, man. I woke up 2020 wide awake.
You sound all peppy and excited and... Oh, you look rested.
I feel better. I'm tired. Oh my God, I don't know what the hell's the matter with me.
Yeah.
It's getting old.
It was a nice layoff.
How was your trip?
It was amazing. Yeah. It was really fun. It was really fun.
Kids had a good time.
Yeah, it's different, right? Now that they're a little bit older, you know, I get to do different things, and it's fun, you know.
Hey, it's all good, right? What the hell, right?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, we, it's kind of like, it's so good. It's so good to get away too. And just kind of like there's like 10,000 things I got to do in January now, but it was nice to, it was nice to stop, right? It was just,
did you actually stop?
I stopped. I didn't do anything for almost 5 days.
Good for you.
An eternity. Do you know what I mean? Like,
good for you.
It was a long time not to do anything, but it was really good.
Wow. Impressive.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it is or not, because, you know, next week I think I'll be freaking out because, you know, there's just so many things to do now.
You know what, though? You would have been freaking out anyway for next week. So at least you did the right thing. You took some time.
Maybe.
You don't get back, right?
Yeah.
You know, the time you get the kids is the time you get the kids. Yeah. The time you get the family is the time to get the family. It's gone already, you know, right? So
yeah.
At the end of the day, if you didn't take it last week, you weren't going to take it next week.
It's gone. Yeah.
So what the hell's the difference, right?
Still, there's a lot to do. I mean...
there's always a lot to do.
You know, come on. Beginning of the year, there's stuff you and I got to do. You and I got to do stuff like.
Oh my God! I've got to get organized on that. I don't know what the hell I'm doing on the other thing there. I got to get organized on that.
It's coming so fast.
I booked tickets. I booked my tickets the other day, and I thought, holy shit, man, that's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's getting real.
They haven't sent hotel information yet.
No, not yet, but they will. They will.
And it's funny. So you know what happens? So I was going to go from here to Orlando. We're talking about Global Pet, right? To do our whatever we're doing.
Yeah.
And then another buddy, because one of my contracts lapsed, right? Mm-hmm. So I had, you know, I was going to, I guess, pick up, you know, a little bit of time. But, you know, one lapses, another one pops up. So now I'm going to New York to Toy Fair before Global Pet. So I get it. I'm leaving on the Friday. Okay. I'll be in New York till Tuesday, and then Tuesday I'm flying to Orlando till Saturday.
Jet setter.
Oh, yeah,
jet setter. Look at you.
It's like the old days. I'm in a bloody bird again, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I know.
Although, like, again, a lot worse things.
It could be much worse.
Oh, my God, are you kidding me? Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, going to New York, I mean, that's not necessarily the best time of the year to go to New York, but
totally
a nice time to go to New York.
I don't know if there's any terrible times to go to New York.
I just love New York. I really don't care.
Yeah. I'm like that too. I don't really care.
I really like New York.
Man.
Just a great city.
So did you have a good vacation?
I had a very nice vacation. I mean, I did, I think probably very similar to, I worked every day. I think the only day I didn't work was probably Christmas Day.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't think that was just for any other reason that I don't know why I didn't work Christmas Day. Probably I was scared I was going to get shit from
because it was Christmas Day, dude.
Yeah, but what's the difference? Between your cooking and you're not really doing much of anything, you're just kind of farting around. I mean, what's the difference?
I don't know, but I think the farting around stuff is good for you, right? helps you recharge. Yeah,
it was all good. I mean, I wasn't panicked that I didn't get anything done. I mean, it wasn't the end of the world. That's for sure.
But you do look more rested.
I feel better.
You look calmer. You look.
Yeah. I mean, it's all relative as usual. Right. But yeah, I feel better. Yeah. A little time off, little R&R, you know, it was all good in the hood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it. You know, I'm like you now, you know, you know, I didn't go anywhere like, you know, like you, but you take some time off and I'm thinking, ah, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Man, I gotta tell you, things have started to pick up again on the freelancing side. Like I never lost all the clients, right? Like I had two or three, right? But I've had four or five kind of like just show up.
That's awesome. To do what?
All sorts of stuff. I mean, one said to me, you need to teach us how to fish, right? Like we don't understand the digital stuff and we really need to. So come in and do, you know, kind of 10 sessions with us and just teach us how to fish, right? So there's a little bit of that. There's another group that's like, you know, we need to kind of get our content straight. We need to get optimized. We need to figure out how. So come in and help us do planning. So I'm going to help those guys. There's another group that they are, this one's a longer shot, but they pitch and they don't have any pitch decks. They don't have anything. Another one of these, right? And they said, we need stuff. Like we're pretty sure that we can't keep doing it this way. I said, yeah, you're right. You shouldn't keep doing it that way. So
what the hell?
Let
me,
yeah. So let me, yeah, yeah. You know, cause what the hell, right? Like, so I think I'm going to go help them as well. So we'll see. Right. We'll see.
But you notice like now too, if it gets overly busy, you've got people now that, you know, from here that live in Toronto that can help with some of the stuff. You can contract some stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You can use your bodies around.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your days look like now
with Nimi?
Yeah.
It's still full time. Still
what are you
full
doing
time. Now? So so right now, I mean, we just got back today, but it's been it's just been building out 2020, right? So you think of all the things I did last year. It was about, you know, kind of like getting some order to chaos. So right now, I'm building out. I know all the events we're going to run this year. I know. You know, so based on the events, you know, because I'm still one person, right? We haven't fixed that. So I'm still one person. So I'm building a plan for socials and for organic socials and promoted socials based on the events I have throughout the year. Do you know what I mean? And then that kind of fills in all the pieces that I need to be able to do from a content perspective. Do you know what I mean? And then the layer that I'll put on top of that after I'm done with that is, here are the thought leadership pieces that we should be able to do. Here are the PR pieces that should come out of that. You know, and then that'll lay out the plan for the entire year. So once I'm done all that, I guess if there are Nimians that listen to this show, maybe come see me.
You don't want to give too much of a timeline on a podcast, you dumbass.
Well, no, but I think when I'm done all that will be the right time to have a conversation with them to say, hey guys, like I've now laid out the plan. What I do know from the budget and all that kind of stuff is we don't have enough money to add more bodies, but you really could afford to split my role into two roles.
Yeah.
You know, like a brand manager and a content person.
Yeah.
And get rid of me. And then the plan works because I built the plan for the year. And then you need to hire someone who is smart enough to adjust to the plan and then someone who can follow instructions and fulfill the plan. Do you know?
Yeah, but you could also stick around on as an advisor for the short term too, right? You don't have to completely jump ship.
I wouldn't jump ship. I just don't think they have the cash, you know, because I built the marketing budget. So I know what the marketing budget looks like. I don't think they have the cash to keep me around. It's probably one of the issues with hiring someone senior is like when you hire someone senior before you've got, you know, all the Indians in place, there's a chief and no Indians.
Yeah, and the chief's
get a lot of planning done. Yeah, you know, you get a lot of planning done. You get some executional pieces done. But when you're a startup and you need to make gains, you need probably more Indians than you need chiefs, right? So, you know, yeah.
That totally makes sense. But that's part of it anyway. I mean, the problem is, though, and you also, you know, it's a stage of career that we're in too, right? You're a bit older, and unfortunately, you don't want to work at the warrior level. You want to work at the general level. But at the end of the day, so a lot of it is, you know, the pay is, it's built into the fact that you're going to, you get what you pay for. You're senior, well, and I get all that. But at the end of the day, what are they going to do?
If they hired a couple
juniors, you wouldn't be any, you'd be 20 years behind.
Ironically, they are getting senior work, but what they really need is junior work, right?
Exactly. And so now they do.
You know,
now they do.
They will. They're not quite there.
Like once I finish the plan, once it's done, they don't need your level of expertise anymore to do it, to do the to work now.
Yeah.
The challenge what they're going to have is that you don't go on autopilot for 10 years.
No. But I think, I think it's strategic on my part, right? Is I've built them a plan that will run them the year when they start to get funding and they get all those things in place. There's nothing that stops them from calling me back, right? To say, hey, listen, like, you know, this model works. Come back, you know, in December, November. Yeah, right. Like, so come back in November and December. We'll reevaluate, you know, maybe November becomes reevaluating the year.
Yeah.
December becomes planning. January becomes executing, right?
Yeah.
And then back maybe, you know, the gig becomes, hey, you know what? It's totally the right thing to do. But in 2 years, the brand manager that we hired will be ready to take over, and then we won't need you anymore, right? Like, you know, it's, you know, so anyway, I mean, it's going to be a very adult conversation. You know, when I'm done, then that'll be the conversation we need to have, right?
So, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's all good in the hood.
So, you know, so that's what it is. If you're an Indian and you do listen to this, maybe come see me, because I'm not ready to have that. Well, they're not ready for me and I'm not ready for them yet. Shortly.
Well, and it's not tomorrow morning. So I'd like to take a chill pill and kind of calm it down, everybody.
Yeah, chill out. Come see me. I'll buy you a drink. Yeah. We'll talk about it. So
well, hey, at the end of the day, I mean it is what it is, right? I think it's like anything in today's world, you know. We're a lot more open to talk about how we feel and what we think. And it's a podcast. What else are you going to do on it?
Well,
talk, right? At the end of the day, don't read too much into it if you're concerned.
But I also think, like, I think I'm just being cognizant because I'm a big fan of planned obsolescence. Like, I don't plan to be there forever. You know, hold jobs forever.
It wasn't a job. That was the whole point. You know,
and I think what makes us is that we see the end of things and kind of go, look, like, I got you to where you want to go, so go, right? And then if you need more, I'm here, but otherwise, like, I don't need to go with you the entire journey. I just need to be with you for the part that I'm good at, right? So you know, yeah, so it'd be interesting. And then so with all this other stuff, you know, going on, it'll be interesting to see what happens. So, you know, so I think we're in for another, you know, kind of adventurous year. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
Right, good for you, man. That sounds like it's kind of fun, right?
What the hell? Yeah. It's been really interesting. I think I was thinking about this podcast because as I'm starting to build out the plan for the year, I was thinking about, you know, and I think this is what I'm going to talk about at Global is what is all that, you know, small stuff we were talking about during the year. Like, you think last year through the episodes, we were talking SEO, we did some digital, we did Facebook, we did Instagram, we did, how do you plan out LinkedIn? Like, how do you schedule all this stuff out? And, you know, like, now it's really laying itself out for the year, right? Because the year just got easier for me. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I was able to fix all these pieces. So now I have a really clear view of what's next and where we want to go with this whole thing. Right. And I think that's, you know, it's a big deal. Right. So, so I was thinking about this podcast thinking, oh, you know, this is what I want to talk about at Global Pet, right. Is like, what leads into what, how do you get things moving? How do you build things so that they make, you know, a ton of sense. Right. So, anyway,
I think it's going to be interesting because my feeling is going into Global Pet because these are all, I mean, there's a lot of independents that are going to this,
mm-hmm.
whether they have one store or 10 stores, they're pretty much still independents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what you noticed this Christmas. And since the last podcast, I think we talked on the, maybe the 19th or something, right?
So yeah.
Because we did take Christmas with off.
Richard. Yeah.
Oh, Happy New Year, by the way.
Yeah. Happy New Year to you too. And Happy New Year to our listeners.
Oh, Happy New Year, everybody. It's about 10, 15 minutes into a podcast, but it's okay. Really, you know, this is, you see, now when people say, oh, you're bullshitting, you plan things. This is clearly evident that we don't plan anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We clearly plan to wish you Happy New Year, 15 minutes into the podcast.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to tell you.
This season, you're talking about noticing what happened this season.
I don't know what days you went shopping, but Amelia and I were in the store on the 21st. I was in on the 22nd. Mm-hmm. I did a little stuff on the 23rd, like this all really last minute. I mean, I was done. I had the big purchases all done, et cetera.
Yeah.
But out of any year in a long time, when I really walked through on those days, which should be a gong show, you know, we got to the mall 15 or 20 minutes, half an hour after opening one of the days, half the parking lot was available. Right.
Yeah.
2 hours later into the mall, you know, Carly and I phoned Amelia and say, okay, mommy, you can come to the mall now because we're done, you know, mommy stuff. And then we just do some other stuff. She found parking.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Right. And it's not, and the mall was busy, but it wasn't any worse than September busy.
Ludicrous. Yeah.
Or March busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it wasn't old school, holy shit, December. Like, you remember those days? Yeah, like, I'm not talking like,
no, you know, like just bonkers. We're not gonna
do our dating or something. You remember those days like 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, bonkers days, you know? Like, you can't get parking.
Nothing.
You know, people are like, swearing. You know, people each other. Are like just angry, mayhem. Fighting over spots. So,
not that.
Yeah.
And I really think online has really taken a chunk out of retail. Now, having said that, I did buy a lot of stuff online, but I bought from a lot of bricks and mortar.
Yeah.
So I did buy some clothing from, you know, not this is, I mean, a low end clothing, but I bought some stuff from the Gap. Mm-hmm, I bought some stuff from RW. Mm-hmm. I returned some stuff into the store and picked up other things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things. I think what you got to really impress upon a lot of the small people as they're talking their digital is, you need to have a nice, clean looking digital play.
Yep.
Web page needs to look good. And I know nobody uses omnichannel anymore. We don't talk about that,
but
it's one of those things that I think it's really critical.
It's important.
You need to have a really good feel online. And when I come to the store, you better match that feel.
Yeah.
And I think that's sort of what the experience where people really need to focus on that. You know what I mean? I mean, there is a way to combat online. You just go, I guess what we got to try to impress upon these little guys, worry about online. Don't worry about Amazon. Just worry about your online.
Yep.
Get your store up to speed.
Yeah, you need, you're right. Like, I mean, the experience of, you know, like there's some technical stuff in there. There's the, you've got to load fast, right? Because nobody wants to wait.
Right.
But it needs to be graphically, you need to be up to date, right? Like
you've got to
look clean. You've got to look crisp. You've got to look like your brand.
Right.
You don't need to look like everybody else, but you need to look like your brand.
No, but if you're going to be the experts in the world, look like it.
Yeah. I mean,
because you know what's going to happen when I come to you in the store, I know I'm probably going to get pretty good service.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to get you to help me do something well for my pet or whatever.
Yeah.
No different than the natural health side that I deal with on a lot of my other brands, Richard's included.
Yeah.
If you're just going to be another health store, what do I give a shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can get health store. Yeah. I can go to, I've got Amazon open in front of me right now. I can get all the information I need.
Yeah.
It doesn't make the experience necessarily great.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I can find it.
Well, I mean, I use that example. So, one of the episodes I was raving about NavK, right? The little, Thai handkerchief brand. And I wound up buying from them and I wound up buying a custom experience. Cause you know, like my boy, he's such an old soul. He loves hats. He loves, you know, kind of classic 1930s, 40s hats. Right.
Cool,
and he loves suits and he loves ties. Do you know, like completely the opposite from me, strange, right?
That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's a little strange. Like, you know,
all like, these kids,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know, you know, and, but so I met her at Christmas market. I really liked her and her display. Went online. Her stuff looked exactly the same. And it made me feel like she could help. So I actually bought an experiential from her. So I said to her, I want my son to come in and design his own tie. You know, he's got colors that he wants, you know, and this
got a style he wants, a look that he wants, and nobody's going to be able to do for him except him.
Yeah, right. And then he'll be able, you know, this is his big year. He graduates from high school. He's going to go to university. And so, you know, I think he's going to wind up designing something that he, you know, he goes to his formal in, you know, like, so it's kind of cool, right? But you're right. Like all the things you talked about made me do exactly that, was feel confident that NavK was going to be able to help, you know, made me feel like she was going to be able to look after me and get a present that, you know, truly unique, right? And quite simple to, you know, quite simple to gift wrap, right? Like I printed a little postcard that said, hey, you're getting, you know, you're getting a
custom-made tie,
custom-made tie that you're going to
custom make. Come
on. Yeah.
That's right? Pretty freaking cool.
It was pretty simple, right? Like little envelope, you know, but
think about it. But how cool is that?
Had, like who's going to be able to give that?
Well, you can't get that on Amazon.
Yeah.
Which is the big thing we're all going to be freaking out at the show, right? Because you already know what's going to be.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be complaining about online. My thing was, and when Amelia and I were walking the malls, like we were talking about, I said, it's not that busy. But then I also said, but let's look at it from another perspective. So we went into a few stores. So we'll pick on a few big ones. We went into something like Winners, went into the Bay, like nothing. We're not talking young people shopping, but you go into those, look like a fucking bomb head.
Yeah.
And I said, you wonder why? Like if everybody's wondering why at this particular moment in this store as to why people are shopping online, look around you.
Yeah.
Why would you, why wouldn't you shop online? Then I went into the few stores that I did buy stuff online from and the experience I had on the webpage, which again, there was no personal touch, et cetera, but the prices were good. The return policy was fantastic. I picked out a bunch of stuff that I wanted. Some things came in. I mean, very little got returned, but it was very simple for me to go back to the bricks and mortar, made it really easy for me.
Yeah.
I went in, I had no issues, no fuss, no muss. And I just, in the end, got my return and just bought something from the store. But the whole experience felt, I never felt like I didn't, it almost felt like I was in the store all the way through.
Yeah.
As opposed to this massive disconnect.
Yeah.
Of, you know, a slick web page and you go in, it looks like a bomb hit.
Yeah.
Or you go in, it looks like a bomb hit. And then I have no idea if your web page was slick or not, because I figure if that's how you manage your store, you think I'm going to shop your web.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just one of those things as I was walking, I kind of thought, you know, you can complain about it all day. This internet thing, I think, is going to stick. That's my prediction for 2020. Yeah, I think the internet's going to hold.
It's going to hold.
I think online shopping is going to hold.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a bunch more retailers are going to close. How's that for a predictive thinking?
I think
you know what I mean? Come on, guys.
I think online is going to hold, but I think that the world isn't so straightforward that it's going to be nothing but Amazon, you know, Walmart.
It'll only be that way if retailers allow it to be that way.
Right. Yeah. And I think the rest of the world just needs to, you know, we're going to be out there, right? Like, because the consumers, they get more online savvy, you know, it's just, we've just changed locations, right? Like you went from the local street, right? Like into a shopping mall. Now you're going from a shopping mall to online, right? But
yeah,
you got to compete with them the same way. Like, you know, when Walmart put up their corner in the mall, some stores went away, but other stores competed, right? They found new ways of doing it.
You've just pockets to play. You've just
got
to
be able to do that online now too, right? You know, so
right. Or at least use your online as that tool.
Yeah.
And this is maybe another thing they need to press upon. You don't, it's not that you have to sell a ton of stuff online.
Nope.
You don't even have to sell, quite frankly, anything online. You could do it all as an online purchase, come in store to pick up.
Yeah.
And maybe you delight him with a nice surprise. Maybe the trick is you know, instead of worrying about shipping and all this, you're not going to get the guy none of it buying from you. I understand that.
Yeah.
But the guy, you know, 5 miles from your house might come in, and maybe what you do at that point is offer a $5 gift card to shop in the store once you picked out some of your majors, because it's just trying to alleviate stress and pressure from our world.
Yep.
That's why a lot of us shop online. It's not because I hate stores.
Yeah, no. Well,
time I don't have, and I'm trying to make life a little easier.
I am trying to make life easier. I am shopping for the best price, so you got to watch that as well.
Yeah, you got to be careful with it. But again, I bought stuff. I don't know if I got the best price. I don't know if I really care at that moment. The amount of time I saved was pretty good for me. And I don't overpay. Like, I'm not paying full pop.
Yeah, yeah. No, I...
Do you know what I mean? Like, I want a deal, but I'm also going to weigh out how much time it's going to take me to, you know...
Yeah.
Manage all this shit.
Yeah. I, you know, when you say, so I have a friend, Steph. I don't know if Steph listens to us or not, but Steph, you just heard Kenny say, you know, so Steph always makes fun of me because I always tell her that, like, when we shop for things, she is a, she's a very whimsical buyer. Like, she sees what she wants, she buys it, right? And she's happy to pay full price. And I always tell her that. I go, never pay full price. Never. And she was, and she always makes fun of me. Like, everywhere we go, like, I'm always like, I'm going to look first. Like, I'm pretty sure that's not the, and she's like, oh my God, Phil never pays full price.
You know, my thing is, I'll walk into the store and Amelia, she goes, they're not talking to you, are they? I said, no, nobody here's trying to communicate with me. And usually what that means, there's not enough deals going on in here. Yeah, not really speaking my language yet.
Again,
I don't need to rob the place. I have no problem people making money.
Yeah.
I don't want small business to go out.
No.
But I'm not a big fan of, if it's $100 retail, I don't want to pay $100.
No, I don't.
Like, I don't necessarily, I don't have to pay $50.
No.
Like, to be frank with you, sometimes $90, $95, I'd be okay with, depending on what it is and really how bad I want it. I just don't like paying the full pop.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really happy to put money in their pocket, but as a consumer, like a retail savvy consumer, I want to make sure I get value for my money too.
Absolutely.
Right?
So how you determine value.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, you know what, maybe if, you know, if I have to pay full pop for the shirt,
yeah,
but the socks were thrown in.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm good with
or
it.
You know what? It's sort of, I think, I don't remember if it was the Gap or whoever, is, you know, you spend $100. No, I think it was Nike. Nike's got no deals, eh? No sales. Fuck, it was insane. Oh my God, I was so mad.
Colin Kaepernick.
But you know what it was?
The Colin Kaepernick effect.
Oh my God. But if you spend $250, they gave you $50 off. Right? Okay. The problem with Nike, it's not hard to get to $250.
No,
so we
no.
look at a jacket for like, Daniel, right?
Yeah, yeah.
$132.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, well, anyway, she goes, we're halfway there. I said, I know, this is go buy a pair of sweatpants. It's probably $132 as well. Before you know it, of course, the sweatpants are $132.
You know, $80 sweatpants. Yeah, you're 100%
but
right.
$250 in, but I got my $50 back. So I paid full pop.
Yeah.
And it's not, that was not a huge discount, but he really likes the jacket. It's one of those light one, you know, the way like two ounces and, you know, he can run in and whatever he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if there was no deal of something, I couldn't pay full retail for that. That's impossible. And I didn't get a good deal on this at all, but I got a break.
I love it. It's like vindication, man. Retail. It's like vindication. You're my people.
Well,
she makes fun of me all the time. She's
nobody
always
was talking
like,
to me in the store, right, Phil, until I saw that at least if we spend some, we get some back.
Yeah.
It's still not my language. We were speaking, you know, broken English at that point. Yeah, we understood each other, but not too good.
Some sign,
you know,
it was
okay.
Like, yeah,
I would have preferred someone who was a little more fluent in the language I like, but that's okay. I was happy. At least they were trying to communicate with me.
Yeah, but
otherwise, right? Honestly, but again, if you're in a pet store, like who we're going to be talking to, you know, think of those things. You can worry about online all day, no problem.
Yeah.
If you want to worry about online all day, that's an interesting use of time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or take a look at what's bothering you and say, okay, how do I compete with this? And your side will be, you know, the communication, how you present yourself. Present yourself as an expert. But have me come in for the consult and give me something to come in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You come in, spend $100, get $10 back or whatever it is. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I think that's one thing I just noticed this time at the mall is, and it's funny, Nike was busy, but there was not one sale price, but it was still busy. And there were people trying to get to the 250 to get the 50 because you already knew you're going to get jammed anyway. You weren't going to find anything in the store under 100, 150 bucks, no matter what you did.
Yeah.
Right. You mean you bought a piece of shit, a shirt that was like $80.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Sweats were $110, $130. So it wasn't like you were going to come out under anyway. So at that point, they knew the number.
Very clever.
That was obscene enough, yeah. But it was attainable, especially this time of year.
Yeah, it's really
trust
clever.
Me. I looked for the clearance really rack clever. To see if I could find the $250 there. There was no clearance rack.
10 sweats at $20 a pop.
Absolute, so, 25.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen, if I'm committed, I'm going. Eh?
I love it, Kenny.
I did look at that, and I did look at some smaller retailers, and a few smaller ones were sort of doing the same sort of gig, and I thought, well, you know, good on you. I mean, you know, if you're going to compete, you got to compete.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But there was a few that basically, I mean, I think there's a few places in the mall we went to and I wasn't too sure. And then I went home and I looked online and I thought, first off, it didn't match what the store was. Got confusing and I just went to someone else. Mm. And I think he just blew it because he didn't really, he didn't sell me what I just saw or I didn't feel that way. And there was a few others I looked online first. I thought, okay, this is pretty cool. Let me check it out in store. And then I thought, okay, this is a shit show. I don't think these guys are going to be around in 6 months. I ain't buying it here.
Oh my God.
Well, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, no.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm thinking, come on, guys. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
You spent that much time to make the webpage look that good. Yeah. At least make the store look good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes balance vice versa. Spend. If you spent all that time making the store look so good, my God, entice me with the webpage.
Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, no. I like really similar experiences. Yeah. You know, like Ryan. Ryan, my boy, like he worked at David's Tea over the holidays.
That's a nice seasonal shopping experience.
Yeah, that was really nice. And you know, dropping off, I really dreaded it, right? Because I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to drop him off, pick him up, and you know, and then you know, like it was bad, but it wasn't as bad as you know, I think the first time I was like, listen, I'm gonna park like 3 blocks that way. So
well, because that's what you thought you'd have to do. Did you have to?
No, I didn't have to.
Exactly.
You know? Like I got all these places.
Isn't that worrisome?
Yeah, it's troubling. It's troubling.
Right.
But you know, I think of mine, like I got the big experiences were done. You know, the girls got Camila Cabello tickets, right?
Nice.
So that was done beginning of December. Ryan's Tie was done like when I found them. So that was like second week of December. You know, at that point, you're kind of going, okay, I got a handful of things I got to get. You know, a couple of them were electronics, so they were much cheaper on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
And then I did buy stuff from other retailers online, you know. Most of it, though, like by December, first week of December, right? Just to allow for shipping time and all that kind of stuff, right? Knowing that they're not,
right?
You know, they may struggle with shipping and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, yeah.
Changing world, man. That's why I'm very curious to see what Global Pet's going to be like.
Yeah.
Right. And then I'm doing, like I said, I'm Toy Fair the couple of days before that in New York, and I'm just curious to see because you know I've been out of everyday retail for a few years now.
For a few years.
And I'm kind of curious to see like, okay, like where is it like where is it at today? I mean, I know what natural health looks like.
Yeah.
And you and I have talked about that as well, is that that's an industry that really needs to be careful.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you lose the whole expertise that you've claimed to have had for years,
you got problems.
It's commodity, baby. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't
don't
matter to me where I buy the same bottle. The bottle's the bottle.
Yeah.
You better give me something more than just, you know, high prices and the promise of expertise.
Yeah.
You better damn well deliver.
Yeah.
And I think Pet's probably getting pretty close to that. I told you, it's a superstore now. It's got Pet as soon as you walk in, right after produce. Well, someone's done the numbers and figured out that, holy shit, man, there's a lot of Pet people in the country.
Fastest growing category, you
exactly.
know, in the market.
But how does like, that how does that rally well for the independent? Because I just bought my lettuce, tomatoes, my shampoo, and my cereal. It's pretty convenient, no?
So, yes and no. The only thing is I think that while mainstream's figuring it out, they're going to struggle.
They can't do anything niche.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to struggle because it's kind of like cereal, right? Like they're going to struggle with like, okay, here are the big brands, you know, the Blue Ribbons and all these folks that need to be in there. But what do I do with raw? What do I do with, you know, chia seeds or like all of those, you know, like yeah. the non-filler, you know, like they're not going to be able to do those. So I think that independents need to figure that stuff out and then figure out their positions there.
But again, that's when you, you have to be, you know, you need to give me a compelling reason now. For my pet, pet people typically have no problem spending the money. So give them a reason to spend. Have that store looking clean, have the webpage looking clean, and tell me why. Why I should go see Phil to feed Buffy.
I think the part that honestly I don't know how grocery stores feel about this. Most of them don't really let dogs into the stores or anything like that, right? So I think
we're not
going
to anytime soon.
Yeah. So I think indies have a real advantage because they can play. It's kind of like toy like indie toy stores, right?
Right.
They can play right to the end customer. You know, and you know, it's like kids and dogs are synonymous, right? You please the kid and the parent loses their mind, right? They'll do anything.
But you gotta be cognizant of that.
You know,
just because you allow a pet in your store doesn't mean it makes it a pet friendly store.
No.
Right.
You've got to do the right things, right? And we're talking about this with a coffee bar. You know.
Just put a bottle of a thing of water.
Right.
We were talking about with the bar. We're talking about maybe we should look at a little directional change for the daytime. And like there's a big need in our part of the world here, probably for more kid friendly coffee bars and
Hangout
and
spots.
Things like that, like hangout spots. But that doesn't mean you just put a sign on the door saying, welcome pets, welcome kids, right? Your whole feel has to be good for that. Yeah. You need to look at the safety aspects. Does it actually lend well? Are the sharp corners all unsharpened, right? Are you going to have people in the back on laptops trying to work and getting agitated with a bunch of kids screaming or a bunch of dogs barking or whatever it is? Like you got to be cognizant of those things. So you got to really think it through. Like, and I agree with you. I think that's where pet stores can win. You bring in the pet and you know, it doesn't look well. I mean, a lot of these pet people do have the expertise. They're not vets by any stretch, but they'll look and they see things. They've seen so much, right? They'll look and say, you know, you really should take them to the vet. I think it's this or, you know, whatever you're going to talk to them about, they're lethargic. Well, have you tried this? Like, you can't get that shit online, buddy.
You know, look at their coat. You know, it looks kind of dull. Not shiny. I can't tell, but
nor can I, but that's fine. I don't want to tell. That's why I got, that's why I go to experts.
But I'm not an expert. So
Right. And I don't want to go to the vet and I'm not going to get that information on Google.
I agree.
Or if I do on Google, who the hell am I getting it from?
Well, if I find it on Google, how do I even understand what it means? Right. Like it's just anyway. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree
with you. Anyway, that's just one thing I know. I don't know. That's Christmas. I know it. I thought, wow, retail's really got to get their shit together and pretty fast.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Because it's going to get ugly. We just started, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm reading a book called Digital Minimalism.
Okay.
Right. It's about trying to, I think, learning how to live without
things
and the amount of media and shit that hits us. I just started last night.
Interesting.
You know, I you know what it is? I think I'm spending way too much time. I know I'm spending way too much time on the phone and on the laptop. Mm. And on the laptop, if I'm working, I'm working. Mm-hmm. But checking LinkedIn, checking every email, every time. I mean, honestly, that's really complete distraction. And this doesn't is today. Like it was Jan 2nd. So today I started and I am not at one of the clients today.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I haven't looked at emails. Awesome. Actually, any of the clients outside of the one I was with today.
Awesome.
That's it. And I'm not there tomorrow. And it's the same thing. Yeah. I understand that, but who does that? It's good to talk about it, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of bouncing around like a freaking yo-yo. But trying to please everybody all the time, every minute, and I can't do it, right?
I've actually had to use some of my buyer skills. You know, do you remember how many emails you got as a buyer?
Yeah.
Like, I think I got 300 a day.
Because I had so many categories at one point. I was probably up to almost $500, $600, $700 a day
on bad days. 80 stores, right? You had 80 stores. Ridiculous.
And then every vendor and then like all the internal 600 shit.
Vendors.
I just think seriously.
You know, a category, right? You know, and so like my inbox at NIMI is like 1,400 emails in it, right? That I haven't read. And somebody saw that and went, what the? And I was like, look, I just can't.
But the goal shouldn't be to get to zero.
No.
You're wasting time. You know, I've got 850 at one place unread.
Yeah, you know, and at one point I was like, oh my God, I've got these, you know, this is stressing me out. And now I'm like, you know, I don't, yeah, you know.
Because a lot of times it's just noise.
Yeah.
You know, and you could spend 4 hours a day getting into your email box to zero. That's great. What'd you accomplish?
Yeah, yeah, not a whole lot.
What did you do by that?
It's funny. So I have a... It's a funny story in a not so funny situation. So my father-in-law is in the hospital. He's got a weird heart arrhythmia going on, right? So he's got a really weird.
Is this recent?
Yeah. He's in. We spent most of the day, you know, day at the hospital yesterday, and today as well. No, it's not great. There's, you know, sorting it out, but. Last night we were in there, we were in eMERGE still before they got him into the right unit, and the nurse who was helping out, you know, was loading up an IV bag of medication he needed. And they were just like, you know, they had him hooked up to the heart monitor. They had all these like monitors going, and they were all going like, it was like Christmas Day, you know, like it was like, bing, bing, boo, bee, bee, bee. And I was like, oh my God. Right. But he was just like, and I said to him, when you're not working, do you have any bells at home or you've got like a total? And he goes, you know what? He goes, when I first started working, absolutely. Now I don't even hear them. Like I got things I got to do and I do them in the right order. And I was like, this place is lit up like a toy store. Like, how can you not? And he was like, I don't hear it anymore. Like none of it means anything to me because I know exactly what I'm looking for and what. And then he said, the weird thing is like, out of all of this, I will hear the bell that I really need to hear like three rooms over. Right. Cause you're just like, you're,
cause that's the one you're listening for.
Yeah. Cause
your brain just knows that's the important bell.
Yeah.
But that's siphoning through a lot of freaking clutter.
I was super impressed. Right. Like I was just like, look, I'm not sucking up because you're looking after my father-in-law, but thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
But seriously, man, like this is impressive. Like these are skills. I got to figure out how to do this. Like,
I think if you start reading the book that I'm going to hopefully get through in the next week, I think it probably tells you got to get away from the noises.
You can't just,
I think it's almost one of those, I think you gotta learn how to disconnect.
So digitally though, I have a lot going, like I've got NIMI's social accounts. So I've got LinkedIn and Twitter for NIMI. I've got my own LinkedIn, my own Twitter. I've got, this Commerce Life Twitter. I've got my own Instagram. I've also got this Commerce Life Instagram. And then two clients I'm working with, I still have their Facebooks hooked up to me.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that like?
Enough.
12?
10, 12.
Social accounts of some sort. But I'm not. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I totally know what you mean.
I don't check it. Like, it's kind of like, I'd like to think I was like that nurse, right? Like, I haven't really, the bells are going off and everything, but I don't really, you know.
I think what it is, like, though, I think where this book is probably going to go, it's going to be sort of like this. So I on my phone, I took off the Twitter app. I've taken off the Facebook app.
Okay.
I probably should take the Instagram app off. Right. Well, it's hard.
Yeah,
I enjoy my pictures. Yeah, right. Yeah, but it's just think of the distraction that it provides.
Yeah.
My LinkedIn app, I should probably move further down on the pages again. And what it's trying to do, because I don't need to be in them the 10 or 15 times a day that I probably am. And it's not, I don't even try to, it's sometimes, I don't know if it's boredom or if it's just, it's just like, we're just wired to check, but what am I checking for? So now, you know what I do? I check Facebook. I check Facebook once a week or so on when I'm on the laptop.
Yeah.
And usually I just go in just so that I can get the little bell that says how many, just so I get it to zero. Because all I have to do is click on it, look at it without even reading, and it's zeroed.
Yeah.
But I don't look at it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to say on some of these things, do I really need to be in these?
Yeah.
I don't mind. I don't want to shut it off completely. And I don't know if that's possible or not. But I definitely, I got my Twitter's not on my phone anymore. And Facebook isn't. And I know that has probably cut the time in half. If I got rid of LinkedIn
and got rid of Instagram. Clutter is clutter, right? Like, you know, it's kind of like junk mail, right? You don't need it. You don't need it, right? And you're not going to miss it. So I think, you know, but
yeah, do you ever read your junk mail? You know, I just go right to delete.
No, yeah, delete. You know, don't even.
And I'll tell you how, you know, if you want to get from 1400 to zero.
Yeah.
Control A.
Yeah.
And then delete.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, like, I've done that before, and then I actually find that that becomes a distraction, right? Because then
absolutely.
The number becomes zero, and then you're like, and then something in me, the, you know, the competitive part of me goes, oh, well, I had it at zero. I'm going to get it back to zero, right? No, you dumbass, no, right? You don't. So this way, you know, now I can go, you know,
well, I don't care.
Who the fuck cares,
who
right?
Fuck like, cares, right? You really need me, you'll find me.
I got 1,400. Like, yeah, really? What's the difference between 800, 1,400, 2,000? I'm not reading them, so whatever, them anyway. Just leaving them, right? So, but if I get to zero, I'll actually want to try and keep it there, right? It's kind of like having a clean desk, right?
Right.
So, you know.
But what are you doing it for, right?
Yeah, yeah, no, and that's exactly my point. So that's why, you know, 1,400 makes no difference, right? So I leave it there because, you know, it just,
and I think that's sort of what the book's probably starting to get at is, you know, what are you checking your social media accounts for? Are you checking to see people like you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, are you checking to what? Are you, if you're checking, I guess, to find out
if you've
news,
got purpose.
But most of us, there's zero purpose, just so you know, clearly.
Yeah.
Most of us, it is truly, it's just habit now. It's almost like a quasi addiction. Like, you just, you're checking for what? To see someone like your picture, maybe, or to see someone like your post.
So this commerce life, I don't check. I see the notifications. That's actually enough, right? Like the only thing I'm looking for is if someone is interacting with us, right? Then I'll want to go in there. But the comment or the little notification is enough for me to figure that out, right? So I don't actually go in there. My own Instagram, I have people that I talk to that way. It's a communication medium. So I will check it because I do get those, right? Like, I get someone who's actually like, hey, what's going on? You know, we're actually having a conversation in there.
Via pictures?
Facebook. Well, because Instagram's got its own messaging app, right?
And once you text, one less app.
Yeah, it's just how they choose to interact with me. That's fair all. And then who else? The other ones, like the client ones, I look because I want to know what's happening with them. But again, I don't check it all the time. And then usually I'm like, you know, I'm trying to give them feedback on what they're doing. I'm sorting through my phone to see what else I do. I think Facebook is the one that's like chewing gum.
This is the one I deleted first.
Because I don't, although Facebook Marketplace is really useful because if you're buying stuff.
That's just fun.
Well, if
but
you're
again,
buying
are you
stuff,
looking?
Really,
are you just looking to find stuff to buy, or are you purposely looking to buy?
No,
stuff?
I was looking for skis, like for the kids, right? Use skis, so that like really useful.
Yeah.
And then the kids really want to adopt a dog, so now we've got all these. I'm part of all these.
That, eh? That's such a.
We're dog. Really doing it, and I'm okay with it. Really I'm okay with out. It. So, you know,
a second opinion. Not for me.
Thank God, Kathy doesn't listen. Kathy's kind of like. I think the kids have just worn her down. So now she's like, whatever,
just do it,
you know, whatever, like, you know, but so I check the, dogs for adoption or rehoming, Facebook groups that I'm in. So that's the only reason I check that. And then sometimes people like some people like to talk to me through Facebook Messenger as well. So that's the other,
but I have Messenger as an app, right? Same reason.
Yeah.
I have
friends
at Dashley. Because they're away, they're in Europe or whatever, or in Asia, that WhatsApp, and because it's free, it's that is truly to me is just texting.
Yeah. Well, the communication mediums are, you know, I've got Slack going, I've got three channels of Slack, I've got WhatsApp, I've got Messenger, I've got Instagram messages. I'm using something called Intercom, which is like Slack, and then text.
Yes, you got too much shit going on. I'm going to cut back. I'm going to read this book, and I'm going to change my world. That's what
I like it.
I'm just going to do it, and I'm going to see where it goes. I have survived without Facebook and Twitter on my phone.
Nice.
And I just found it, honestly, it's even if I was looking at news, which is great, but really, again, it becomes like the CNN thing. You know, when Trump first got in and we were all watching just way too much. Yeah, that's the problem with it. What are you doing with your time? So now, you know what?
You know, that I mean, if it's just on, level it's on. Toxic. Yeah.
But you know what I mean, though?
Yeah. Yeah. So Twitter, the only thing that I do with Twitter is I use it to search for trending news. Like, so we were at South Beach and there was a shark attack at the like farthest south end of South Beach. So nowhere close to where we were, but I knew it because I saw like 6 police cars, a fire truck, a ambulance, the Coast Guard, the helicopter go by, you know, go like roaring down the strip. Right. But the only place that I was able to find it was on Twitter. Do you know what I mean? Like, cause it's a breaking news, but otherwise I don't follow, like, I don't track anybody. I don't follow anybody. Like, I just don't because, you know, I just don't, like, I can't. So interesting.
Man. Yeah, I get it. Man. I get it.
Sir,
I think that's it for this week. Well, if I get this book read, I'll give you some more digital minimalism next week.
So digital minimalism. And
we have Lori next week, don't we?
I don't know, actually. Is Lori back from Hawaii yet? Lori, tell us if you're back from Hawaii.
I think mentally she's back, and we physically. Probably should know that, shouldn't we?
Mentally and physically. I don't know if...
I'm pretty sure she's back. I've seen pictures. Because Lori's on Instagram, so I check her Lori out.
Yes, that's true. That's true. I feel like Lori just might be...
with Lori next week?
I'm afraid. I'm always afraid.
I'm always afraid. You know what it is now? I check her out ahead of time just to make sure that I know what we might talk about. Because I am learning to be more prepared when we're going to do Lori stuff.
Oh, my God.
And that's fear, my friend.
Oh, I'll reach out. I'll find out from her what's going on.
Yeah, let Lou figure it out.
Yeah, for next week.
And let me know so I can get read up and, you know, polished and ready to go.
Wait. So tell me so I can put it in the notes. So digital minimalism, and who's that by?
I cannot remember who it's by. Okay,
I'll find out for you.
Digital minimalism. It's a new book. It was released, I think, in the early 2019.
Goodreads.
Yellow cover.
Did you know that Goodreads is owned by Amazon?
I did not know that, although that makes a shitload of sense now to say that.
Digital minimalism, choosing a focused life in a noisy world.
That's it.
And it's by Cal Newport. So C-A-L and then second word Newport, N-E-W-P-O-R-T.
And it's one of those ones like the Bill Gates and all these people say, this is something that, you know, you should read. Mm-hmm. You know, one of those, you know, to read in this year kind of thing. So,
okay.
So I went out and bought about 8 or 9 books on Amazon the last month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to sort of get some stuff we can take to Mexico and wherever.
You know, funny enough, I was looking for stuff to read and I realized that, like, I'm a huge Tom Clancy fan.
Love Tom Clancy.
I missed something like 6 books that he's written.
I probably missed at least that.
I think I finished A Clear and Present Danger and there's easily 6 or 7 books after that.
Oh my God. That's way back. He did a whole series. Behind. Sort of in the middle there that I haven't read. I read all like sort of the Jack Ryans.
Yeah, I hadn't read any of
them. You watched it, by the way, on Netflix?
Yes, it's wicked.
Oh my God, is that not wicked?
It is wicked,
I think we've talked about that.
Yeah.
We didn't think he fit the role, and yeah, he fit the role. Yeah, like, he's a perfect Jack Ryan.
Yeah, he's really good.
I really like it.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. But anyway, so I started reading Jack Ryan over the... So I literally did nothing. Like, I didn't even enrich my mind. I freed my mind. I read junk.
That's not junk. Tom Clancy was a good writer.
But it's still, I really enjoyed still fictional. Stuff.
Yeah, I get it. Nothing. I've tried to do the opposite. The last 8 or 9 books that I've just bought are all like this. I bought Digitalism, How to Manage People Better.
Yeah.
I don't know, nine myths about work or something. Like you know what I did? I went through like sort of who's saying, or these are the top books of the year.
Lori, well, no. He's coming after you, Lori.
Oh no. I just kid. Why even bother? That is that is gonna be the stupidest thing you said in 106 podcasts. Like really? Oh my god. Give your head a shake.
The games have begun. I'm just trying to make sure that Lori's cast her eye on you and not.
Yeah, you're just scared shitless because your time is coming. That's what your problem is.
That's 100% true, but
what a jam tart you are. Man up, be like I did. I stood up to the fear of Lori.
Well, she caught me the first time. I didn't even know she was talking about me. So, you
know. Oh my god, the chicken shit.
Lori, do you see how he's picking on me? I think this is something we should talk about. Anyway,
I was going to say, man up. You're not about to say that anymore either. People up.
People up. Oh, that's weird. But okay. Good.
Sounds good.
All right, young man.
Okay, my friend, you have a great evening, and nice weekend, and we'll chat with you next week.
You got it. I'm going to send you some stuff. I'm going to sketch out.
Send me some ideas on just the format of what you've done, so I know kind of what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
And I'll try to figure out what I'm going to talk about.
You got it.
Sounds good.
All right. Ciao, my friend.
Chat soon, Doug.
Take care. Bye.
All right, that's the end of this Commerce Life. We'll be back soon with the next episode. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed it. Give us feedback. Tell us what you think. Subscribe, like us, join us, share us, tell your friends about us. And we hope to see you next time with more Commerce News.